Jamaica Louise James. I was the one with the cool idea. It happened last winter, and the mayor put my name on a golden plaque. It's down in the subway station at 86th and Main. You can see it if you go there. That's me. You better believe it. Want to hear my big idea? I'll tell, but you've got to listen to the whole story, not just part of it. Mama says my stories go on and on. Whenever I'm just at the beginning of one, she tells me, "Get to the point, Jamaica," or "Snap to it, baby." But I like lacing up the details, this way and that. This story begins with me. I have a big artist pad with 100 big pages and 5 colored pencils with perfect skinny points. Sometimes, I set myself up on the top step of our building, where everyone can see me. Everything I see is something I want to draw. At night, Mama and Grammy and I cuddle on the couch while the city quiets down. I show them every picture every night. Sometimes I tell a story as I go. Sometimes they ask a question like, "Why does the man's coat have triangle pockets?" Other times we don't say a word. Now look at me on birthday number 8. Grammy and Mama dance around my bed. "Open your present," they shout. "We can't wait another minute." Know what they did? They bought me a real paint set with 8 little tubes of color and 2 paintbrushes. Paint sets cost a lot, I worry. My, they say, are you going to spend birthday number 8 worrying when you can be doing something wonderful such as painting the world? So that's when I get my big idea. Now, this part of the story tells about my Grammy, who leaves for work when it is still dark. Sometimes I wake up halfway when she slides out of bed. In winter, she gets all layered, starting with the long underwear layer. She and Mama whisper in the kitchen. They drink that strong black coffee. Grammy scoops up her brown lunch bag and goes outside. I'm scared in the night, not Grammy. At 86th and Main, she goes down and down into the subway station. All day long, people line up at Grammy's token booth. They give her a dollar or 4 quarters, and she slides a token into their hand. Then they rush off to catch the train. Now, I like subways because the seats are hot pink and because they go very fast. But I don't like subway stations, especially the one at 86th and Main. There are too many steep steps. 56, and too many grown-ups who all look mad. The walls are old tile walls without any color. When Grammy comes home, she sews and talks about the people she sees, like Green Hat Lady or Gentleman with the Red Bow Tie. Mama reads and hums, but I paint, blending all those colors until they look just right. Every day I add a picture to my collection, and every day I think about my cool idea. At last, it's the morning of Grammy's birthday. Mama and I get up early. We get all layered and sneak outside. Mama holds my hand. I am scared, but also very excited. We swoosh along in our boots in the dark in the snow. At 86th and Main, we go down and down 56 steep steps. We don't buy a token at the token booth. We don't take a ride on the subway. What we do is hang a painting on the old tile wall, then another, and one more. Before you know it, that station is all filled up with color. "Surprise!" we shout when Granny comes clomping down the steps. She looks all around that station. "Jamaica Louise James," she calls. "Come right here so I can give you a big hug, baby." So now you know the whole story. Everyone sure is in love with my subway station. You'd be surprised. People are talking to each other, some even smile. That looks like me, says a lady in a green hat to a gentleman with a red bow tie. Then Grammy tells everyone about Jamaica Louise James, age 8. That's me, you better believe it.